Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 5070, The Light. It is 9/26/2011 in Atlanta. We are here, San Diego. We are here in the ATL. It is 3 p.m. here, 12 p.m. Pacific in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, according to my guest that you guys are about to listen to. Awesome guests that I may add to everyone. But we are back in the A, everyone, and since being here, I swear, you guys, I have not gotten no sleep. I think I might have gotten probably 5 or less hours because we have just been on the grind since being here. From the time I've landed, we were over at, 212, the Bronner Brothers, Word of Faith. You know, I went out there to go hang out with my group that I missed so much with the children and Pastor Williams over there to get the launch of our website for the kids, the 212 studentministry.ning.com. You guys want to check it out. We're going to be having a lot of things going on with that, with pastor inspiration, commercials that Pastor Williams has done for the group and the children. It is just an awesome movement that me and that Pastor Williams and George Robbins, who is with Video Tech Production, who is the mastermind not only behind the 212 Ministry network and of Ning, he's also, you guys know, the mastermind behind Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So definitely you guys get on over to 212studentministry.ning.com. Check it out in support of the group with Word of Faith 212. Then after that, I went out to the Ray and Joan Kroc Center. I went out to the Pittman Park 7th Annual 5K Walk. It was a huge, huge community turnout, everyone. I mean, the community was getting their work out on. I mean, the community business owners were just out in support, you know, with the, like, over 15 vendors, health vendors, may I say, in support of just being healthy throughout the community and then just also just giving back by just teaching people ways of being healthy. You know, that's all needed throughout our community, especially here in Atlanta. Then from there, I went on over to the Guys with 100 Black Men of Atlanta. Oh, my God, that was just crazy. The halftime show was just off the chain with the battle of the bands. I will be honest with you guys, I had never seen anything like that. Last year when I went out there, I was so busy sweet hopping, I didn't even pay attention to it. But this year I actually just got to sit down with John Grant and Henry Kelly, who's the president-elect of the 100 Black Men, and just really got to watch that halftime show, and it was just absolutely a beauty. So I had a blast with all that, you know, I have done thus far. I have more to come this week, so we are just having an exciting time here here in Atlanta. As you guys know, we will be 2 weeks in Atlanta, 2 weeks in San Diego until about January, connecting coast to coast, city to city, working with community leaders, just pulling it all together in support of this financial movement. So pictures will be up pretty soon on BillGrownEnjoy.com, so be sure to check in, everyone. And I look forward to all the events, not just what we're doing right now for this year, but there's so much more to come for next. So the lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709, and as always, we're in live chat, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Ladies, make sure that you get on over to WorkingDivas.com. You know the cruise tickets are up and ready for sale. Don't miss the boat. They are selling fast. It is just crazy the response that me and Karen are also getting in that area. It is just so much going on that, you know, it's just hard to keep up with things sometimes. But we're going to be leaving from hot MIA to the beautiful Bahamas for a little weekend of girls' fun or a little indulging me time, 3/2 to 3/5/2012. So definitely, ladies, get on over to WorkingDivas.com, get your tickets, and don't miss the boat. Well, today, everyone, I have a very, very special guest and one that inspires me. When I met this person, I was absolutely drawn to him. You guys know how I am in support of anything when it goes on to entrepreneurship and small businesses, because that is what drives our community. That is what puts money back into our community, and it's what creates jobs, which is so needed now in our nation overall. So today on Entrepreneur Talk, I have a very, very special guest, Art Espinosa Sr. with the Baja Brothers Grill out in San Diego, La Mesa, California. I went out there and had the shrimp burrito, so make sure you guys get out there and try it because it is off the chain. But welcome, Art. It's exciting to have you here, and I know you are just enjoying San Diego weather today, correct?
Absolutely. Thank you, Kalia, for having me on the on your air show. And it's just beautiful weather out here. They're saying it's going to be in the mid-70s. I don't see a cloud in the sky, just nothing but blue skies.
Well, at least you guys don't got the humidity. It's beautiful here in Atlanta, but it is hot and it's humid. But it's just great to be able to have the opportunity to bring city to city together and just the community as a whole. So, Art, let everyone know who Art is and who is the Baja Brother and Grill.
Well, I tell you, I was born and grew up in the Boyle Heights section of East Los Angeles, California, and I enlisted in the Marine Corps at age 17, spent 22 years in the Marines, and during that time, I used Uncle Sam to maximize my potential. I used my VA benefits for education and for house buying. I bought a house when I was 19, and I had Uncle Sam as my co-signer. And just real estate agents just love that. They kiss you on the forehead as soon as you walk through the door. And so I was able to do that, rent out a house, let somebody else pay my mortgage, started going to college, let Uncle Sam pay for that, got my bachelor's in business management and my master's in finance. Again, just I know God loves everybody, but sometimes I think he loves me more. He just blessed me with a lot of inspiration to succeed in life and to learn from others on how to succeed in life. And so after I retired from the Marine Corps, I worked for about 6 years in corporate America, did well there. They offered me a job back east, and I said I didn't want to go live in that humid climate back east in North Carolina. So I stayed in San Diego. I became a professor at San Diego City College and a couple other colleges, the University of Phoenix and so on. I taught finance classes, personal finance. One of the things I tell my students is that I never put my kids through college. I let my renters put my kids through college. And it just opened their eyes up and showed them how, you know, I built my wealth through real estate, and I was blessed, and my tenants, when they pay their rent, just went straight to my college, my kids' college tuition and so on. And I quit doing that. I wanted to do something on my own, so I created this. I was teaching for the University of Phoenix online, working at home, and I said, if I ever complain about this job, pick up a brick and hit me. Because I was working from 4 to 8 at night, 5 nights a week, just absolutely the best job you can have, being paid nicely. But I was a little bored, so I saw this culinary school commercial. I told my wife, I'm going to go through culinary school because I love cooking. I enjoy that just for my own personal gratification, kick up my skills up a notch. I went there. While I was there, I fell in love with the industry and the business, and I'd always wanted to be a little small restaurateur. So I opened up Baja Brothers Mexican Grill in La Mesa, California, and it's just been a success ever since. People love the food. They come in, and you know, I love the company. I love cooking for people. So it's just a win-win situation for everybody.
Well, you're definitely on your purpose, Art. We both discussed that. We already know, and you know that's why you have so much success. But let everyone know a little bit more about your menu and the food that you cook, because it's extremely, you know, may I add, good, but it's also unique, especially for all the Atlanta and the East Coast people. You know, we die for food that you that you're serving here on the East Coast because it's so hard to find.
Well, everyone has their favorite restaurant that they like to visit, whether it's a taco shop or a sit-down fine dining, whatever it is. Everyone has their favorite restaurant, and Baja Brothers Grill is vastly becoming everyone's favorite, because what sets us apart is the cooks there are culinary-trained chefs. I hire them from the school. They cook not only fresh but quality ingredients. Mexican food, the carne asada, the pollo asada, the beef, the chicken, everything that we cook is of a higher quality, not just your basic low-quality meat that's thrown on a hot grill and cooked with a lot of salt and so on. We marinate our meat with citrus juices. We spice them up with all kinds of seasonings, 18 different seasonings and spices. And just we add a lot of flavor to our ingredients. And the food just tastes awesome. The people come in here. I had every week I get new visitors, new customers come in and just say, that's just the best enchiladas I've ever had. That's the best shrimp burrito in the world. That's just the best carne asada I've ever tasted. And it really shows the love, the care that we put into our cooking. It really comes through, and it really does set us apart from the other restaurants that are out there.
Well, you definitely are set apart because you are also, like you mentioned at the beginning, which was very key what you said, you are one of those business owners that actually has offered and is offering you jobs throughout the community as a small business owner. So what I would like for you to share with you being such a successful business owner and for all these aspiring business owners that's tuning in is to let everyone know, just give some word of advice on, some tips or best practices. You know, a lot of people are discouraging these times, on getting their business started so that way they can go and get it started and be able to offer jobs back into the community.
Well, I think the most important thing, the first thing you got to have is fire inside your belly, the desire to be a winner, to want to win, not just be average. If you're going to enter into any type of business, you got to really want to enjoy and like what you're doing and inspire yourself and inspire others, inspire your customers. And if you don't believe in what you're doing, how are you going to convince other people to buy your service or buy your product, to believe in you or to believe in your company? You really have to, like I said, have that fire in your belly. You have to, what inspired me is I didn't just want to open up a taco shop or a Mexican grill or a restaurant. I wanted to open up a great place for people to come and enjoy great food. So I went and got myself trained. At first I did it for myself, and then I said, I've got these skills now. What can I do with these skills? You really got to know what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, get yourself trained. There's a lot of information out there, a lot of resources. But keep using, keep looking, keep educating yourself. Keep wanting to succeed. Keep wanting, asking questions to everybody. How can I reinvent the wheel? How can I make things better? What if I do this? What if I do that? Don't get complacent. Learn what to do right. And if you succeed, great. If you fail, now you learned what not to do next time. And don't be afraid of failure. I'm always thinking, I'm always coming up with options. What can I do next? What can I put on the menu now? Sometimes it sells, sometimes it doesn't. And if it doesn't, oh well, just keep moving on. Keep inspiring yourself to move on. Roadblocks are always going to come. That's just a little test to prove how good you are, not to push you back.
Definitely. And let everyone know, like you said, obstacles are going to come, Art, and, I can piggyback off of you with that one and building my businesses, but just let everyone, some of the obstacles you had to overcome in building Baja Brothers and Grill.
It's true what they say about location, location, location. Having the right location is important. It's half the marketing battle. Marketing, you got to let people know you're there. I get 2 to 3 new customers every week. How long you guys been here? How long you guys been in business? We're in the La Mesa Springs Shopping Center, and we have a big supermarket, Vons, that's the anchor business there. And they tell me, we go to Vons every week, and we don't know that I just found out that you were here. And I'm like, wow, I do the same thing when I go to the local shopping market in my area. I just go from my car to the market and back to my car. I don't look around to see what new businesses popped up. So you got to market yourself well. You got to locate yourself well, and that'll get customers in your door. The other obstacle to get those customers to come back is the food has to speak for themselves, or the service or the product, whatever you're selling, has to speak for itself, and customers come back. Marketing and location has definitely been our biggest obstacle. We're tucked away in the shopping center. People don't notice us right away. The property managers will only let you advertise so much. They don't let you put bells and whistles everywhere and big neon arrows pointing to your store. It's going to look somewhat cartoonish. They won't allow that. They want a nice, pleasant, aesthetic scenery within the plaza. So you have to market yourself. You have to let people know you're there to get them in the door. Once they're in the door, the food speaks for itself, and they come back.
So, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Marketing is a challenge, and there's so many people, so many companies out there that are willing to help you for a price tag, willing to help you market your business, and you have to decide which ones do you go with. There's just hundreds out there, dozens, that call you up every day. We'll maximize your website. We'll maximize your advertising. We'll maximize your profile on Facebook, on Twitter, on everywhere. And you just got to go through these companies and find out which ones are really going to benefit you and which ones aren't, and spending your money wisely.
Yeah, definitely, and that was something I was going to ask you because, you know, of course, we all know in these times a lot of issues that businesses are having is getting the right startup capital to get their business going. I mean, you don't have to share in detail because, you know, every situation is different, but how did you overcome that challenge of getting the right funding for your business? Because it costs money to get you launched.
It absolutely does, and you just have to be creative. First off, you got to have a great business plan. And if you don't know what the business plan is, get out there, Google it, learn it. Like I said, nothing substitutes education. You have to go out there and really develop a good business plan. All the equipment. And in this business plan, you got to have all the equipment you're going to need, the rent, the location. What are going to be your fixed costs? What are going to be your variable costs? Where are you going to spend your money at? Because resources are just limited. You don't have unlimited funding. So if you're going to spend your own money, then you want to spend it wisely, very wisely. If you have investors that want to co-own the place with you, then you're spending other people's money, and you have to be very responsible. They don't want their money just thrown away on harebrained ideas. So funding is crucial. You gotta start with a great business plan, and just again keep asking questions. Don't stop at your first wall that you hit. When you have to be an excellent negotiator. Don't accept the first price that's thrown at you. Get two or three other bids. Check out the quality of people's work. I went on Craigslist. One of the smartest things I did was go on Craigslist, and Craigslist has this barter section, and I went under bartering, and I found this plumber that was willing to barter for plumbing, and I literally got about $6,000 of plumbing for about $600 of my food costs. I offered to cater a party of his, and a couple of parties of his, and so you know, if I were to sell that food retail, it would have been four times as much at the food cost of 25%. So I was able to cut my costs in half by three-fourths just by bartering. And that's where creativity comes into play. You're talking to the property managers. You don't accept the first prices they throw at you for renting the square foot. You negotiate with them. You remind them that the place you're looking at has been empty for 12 months, and they're wasting. Every month goes by, they're losing money. So if you may have to give something in return, a longer-term lease. And then you want to be smart about that. Do you want to protect your personal finances, your personal assets? You might want to start a corporation like I did, an LLC, and get the all the liabilities listed under the LLC. And that just gives you an iron curtain of protection there. So You just got to be smart about finances. You got to learn when you can barter, how to negotiate, how to solicit bids, how to check people's work, make sure they're delivering the quality that you need. And then you get on your hands and knees and you do as much work on your own that you can do with the limited skills that you have. Can you do your own painting? Can you do your own scrubbing, tile laying, and so on? And we were able to do that. friends of mine and helping me out, and to call on some favors of friends. Hey, I got a buddy who's an electrician. Come on in here and fix this wiring for me. I'll feed you down the road.
And, right.
Yeah, you know, you just use all your resources.
Right.
Absolutely.
You do. Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, you just got to pull together and just use all your resources. And I always tell people, don't feel as though that you're overextending yourself by saying, oh, no, I'm asking too much. Because I always tell people, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. So you just got to be fearless. And if you have fear in you as an entrepreneur, I will tell you right now, you are not going to succeed. So just get out there and say what you have to say and ask for what you need. You can only be told no, right, Art?
Absolutely, and if you're told no by one person, go ask somebody else.
That's right. Well, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Go ahead. I didn't hear you, Art.
Oh, no, I said, yeah, just keep asking somebody else until you hear the word, yes.
Okay, I got you. Right. So they say, like, for every ten or nine no's, you're going to get one yes, correct?
Absolutely. You'll find it out there.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, Art, and when we return, I want to talk a little more about the specials that you offer, which are awesome at your restaurant, and then go into any other additional information that you'd like to share with the listening audience. But we'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back, everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy WIGO The Light Atlanta. I am on the air with Art Espinosa Sr. with Baja Brother and Yosh Grill out in the beautiful San Diego, La Mesa, California, speaking about his business, a very successful restaurant that has grown rapidly in throughout the community in San Diego. Now, Art, you offer specials on your menu, which are just absolutely awesome specials from would you call it the Baja Brothers meal deals on certain days, certain nights, and that all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. Let us know a little more about that.
Yeah, well, we have the Baja meal deal. At normal price is $20. You can feed a family of six for only $20. And on Saturdays and Mondays, it's an additional 20% off. So for $16, you can feed up to a family of six with 2 pounds of your choice of carne asada, pollo asado, or carnitas, with the sides of a pint of rice, a pint of beans, 12 tortillas, and a cup of salsa. So you can just take that home after work. You don't feel like cooking, or you're on the run, you got a busy schedule, you don't have time to cook. Just stop by, call it in ahead of time, and we'll have it ready for you to pick up. Like I said, on Saturdays and Mondays, it's 20% off. So it's down to $16. You can feed your family of six, and it's just a great bargain. People really enjoy that. They take advantage of it. We just sometimes, when we first offered it, we had to close up. We had to stop. We were running out of meat. It was just a big favorite, and it was just flying out the door. Said, wait, you're going to have to wait an hour. We're cooking more meat. We're cooking more chicken. We didn't expect this overwhelming rush, so it's just
right.
A great bargain. Especially now in this economic times.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is. And you know, today, bargains is what it's all about. Everyone's trying to, you know, rebuild and, you know, get their lives back on track after this economic downfall. So you cannot beat that. Well, is there any other additional information you'd like to share with the listening audience? And let everyone know how they can get to your restaurant, Art, and more information online. Let them know your website information also.
Well, again, we're a Mexican grill, but we're trained culinary chefs that work there, and so that we offer catering also, and we can just cook up any type of menu for any event, from a backyard barbecue to formal wedding engagements and so on. We're trained at the school We have access to some fantastic pastry chefs. So our catering department is just offers people some great food at great prices, very affordable prices. The best thing to do is just check out our website, BajaBrothersGrill.com, and it'll show you ways to contact us for any catering catered event that anyone has. And you can download our catering menus, our everyday menu. It's just fantastic. I love being in the restaurant business. I tell you, I haven't had this much fun in a long time.
And it definitely comes through who you are. I mean, it's just a passion that you have. And as you can see, when you're doing your passion, like you say, you know, and you enjoy what you're doing, you can only succeed in that you are. So definitely, it's just been a pleasure to have you on the air today. You're very inspiring, not only to me, but I'm sure you inspired the thousands that tune into this show. And I just want to thank you for coming on the air and sharing your story. My continued blessings to you and Baja Brothers and Grill. And I look forward to your restaurant number 2 that's opening. You may not know, but you got a restaurant coming.
We do.
Another one.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me and inviting me to chat with you. It's been an absolute pleasure and a lot of fun. I thank you, Lydia. Thank you so much.
Awesome, and I'll see you when I get back to San Diego.
Awesome. Come on in, please. Have lunch again.
Well, there you guys have it, Art Espinosa, Baja Brothers and Grill out in San Diego, California. So definitely you guys get on over there and check out Art and his team. It's great food. Get on over there and try that awesome shrimp burrito. I had it, and, I mean, it was just so good. You can see I put up a picture on it's on my Facebook of me and Art, and if you look at the middle of my shirt, you can see all the drippings on my shirt. And it was just so funny because the burrito was just so juicy, I could not control it. So I had it all over my shirt. So it was funny. People have been pointing it out. Aha, joke's on me. But, hey, it was a great burrito. So definitely get your family over there and get that meal deal. That is a great, great bargain, as Art mentioned. And definitely get over there with your friends and go get that all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. So go ahead and check out Art. Of course, all his information is on BillGrillAndEnjoy.com and also on BajaBrothersGrill.com. And that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. Like I said, we are in Atlanta, and it has just been an overwhelming response. As you guys know, we have been delayed getting back to the city, so people have just been reaching out to us for speaking engagements, for attending events. You know, this financial movement is definitely alive. So I'm going to let you guys all know that we are not going to be airing on Wednesday, so I'm going to open it up for people just to kind of catch up on the shows. You know, all our shows are archived. So definitely, you know, for those of you that are listening, let everyone know they can come in and listen to Art's inspiring story today and any of our other archived show. So we will not be live on the air on Wednesday because I have so many events to attend and so many speaking engagements and meetings this week that it's just ridiculous, and I'm just going to be throughout the community. But we will be back on Tuesday, because Monday I will not be airing, and Wednesday also, but back on Tuesday, because you know we're not going to broadcast Pamela at her team with the preparation room. So get ready, you guys. You know the lines are going to be open, 347-215-8709 for the time for you to call in and get some inspiration. Serving your purpose, the preparation room with Pamela. So we will be back on 10-4 here on Bill, Grow, and Enjoy, WIVO 1570, the light. Join the movement, everyone. Get aboard. It is alive. It is definitely in demand. So if you are not aboard this financial movement, you are definitely missing out. So have a great day, everyone, a great week. Talk to you back on Tuesday, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.